Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hi guys, this is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, and this is the fourth installment about blogging with an eating disorder, my slow descent into hell. And I just thought I would share with you guys. So I had this old blog during when I was developing my eating disorder and trying to overcome it and all of that, and hiding behind my happy face and my fun recipes. And it's called The Skinny Liddy was the blog, because I was just so obsessed and determined to be thin and thought that I could for life if I just tried a little harder. So in this fourth installment, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about the weird stuff I ate. So on my blog, I would just post these recipes that I thought were just amazing, because let me tell you a little bit about my relationship with food at this point. So I had been restricting calories for so long, working out hard for so long, binge eating in secret, and then eating even less and working out even harder to make up for so long that I had this relationship with food where I was just obsessed. I thought about food all day long. It was the best thing in the world. It was the worst thing in the world. It was just my every waking thought. Everything was planned around meals. And here was my constant quest. I was constantly trying to find ways where I could eat more, but not add a lot of calories, because I was so insatiably hungry because I was starving myself. I didn't relate those things. I just thought that I was some kind of brand of crazy or lack of self-control or something. I just wanted to be able to fix it. I never thought of eating more as an option because, right? It's great, by the way. If you eat more, your body, it fixes itself in amazing ways. So you eat adequately. So I'll show you a little bit about what I tried to do to eat, because I just wanted to feel full, but always wanting to feel full and feeling like, you know, I could never get enough was just a hard, hard cycle to be in. So I'll show you. Number one, lettuce soup. You guys, at the time, I thought this stuff was so awesome. So it was all about low calories and large bulk, because I was just trying to fill my insatiable appetite. So lettuce soup was essentially just like, look at all of these sorts of things with very few calories, and then the main thing is like lettuce. And like, it wasn't good. It wasn't tasty, but I wasn't really going for tasty. I was going for make me feel like I'm not starving, but don't you dare put any calories in my food. That was my message to myself. So lettuce soup, there you go. I also got it in my mind that tofu was good, because I thought, oh, you know, soy is balanced and it has protein and it doesn't have any fat hardly. And I had all sorts of weird food rules. Somehow tofu fit into my food rules. So I started getting obsessed with tofu. Like sometimes I would just eat soy-based things all day long. I would do that for like weeks on end. Well, with binges in between. But so I would make this tofu mousse. This is actually pretty tasty. I mean, it's not something to eat every day, all day. But you know, it's like it had no sugar and it had no fat. And it was essentially just soft tofu blended up with different things. So I had like, seriously, I had like 10 different flavors on my blog, because I'm like, look, everyone, you can just eat this all day, every day, but not too much. So that's another weird thing that I ate. Then I found these like it was always like the new diet food, right? Like, what is a thing that feels like food but has no calories? And there are these like Shira Talk Your Miracle Noodle things, which are an interesting product. They're not really food-like. They don't have any like calories. They're just kind of a form. They're not super tasty, but I figured out how to make them in all sorts of different ways because I just wanted like the bulk. Like I just wanted like please, please make me feel not hungry anymore. And I just tried so much and oh, I tried really, really, really hard. So if anyone can try hard and be successful, I think it's me. I'm willing to work. Unless you're fighting your biology. If anyone would have done it, it would have been me. But not even I, with all my work ethic, could ever fight my biology and think that I could eat so little and have a normal relationship with food. So here's the pièce de résistance. 100 calorie salmon Alfredo. So look at this. Like, I was so proud. I just want to apologize to the world. I'm sorry for like walking you step by step about how to have an eating disorder. Like, just look back and know like, oh, this is not good stuff. But I was so proud of making a dish that was like a whole dinner that was 100 calories. But I made this special for the blog, you guys. Because guess what? Oh, I think it says it down here. Yeah. This recipe is only 35 calories and one carb if you leave out the meat. So I was trying to eat 35 calorie dinners. Like, that was the point where I was at, and I was just so proud of it. I was trying so, so hard. And then, hey, no wonder why my biology and my body and my brain just pushed back. Like, a lot of times, I mean, I coach women to be free of binge eating, bulimia. Like, you can absolutely change your brain. It's incredible. But a lot of times we have this sort of angry feeling toward that part of our brain. Like, oh, why do I feel so driven to eat so much food and to binge? Like, yes, it's not a good habit to be in and it's miserable and you can certainly end it. But if I don't believe in being divided against oneself, and look at those brain mechanisms for what they are. Like, this is the mechanism in your brain that makes it so you don't die, so you don't starve. Like, there's a little switch that turns on that makes you eat massive amounts of food because, you know what? No, you're not going to starve yourself. We're going to take over. Like, our bodies, our brains are amazing. So just kind of like loving that piece of us and then, okay, but let's work with it so we don't actually have to keep doing this behavior. And a huge, huge part of that is just eating adequately, eating enough. Like, I have never had so much food freedom in my life. Like, even after I was done with my binge eating, like, the real food freedom came from like eating enough food. I haven't had a 35 calorie dinner in years, because why would I? That is completely inappropriate for dinner. So anyway, I would love for you to have as much freedom as you want, because I would love for everyone who wants to be free to be free. So this is Lydia, the lifestyle coach, signing off. Mwah.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!